This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. says too many Palestinians are dying in the war between Israel and Hamas. More than 11,000 deaths now, according to the health ministry in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken this morning.
Far too many Palestinians have been killed. Far too many have suffered these past weeks. And we want to do everything possible to prevent harm to them and to maximize the assistance that gets to them.
He says the U.S. appreciates what Israel's done to limit civilian casualties, but it's not enough. The U.S. is proposing longer humanitarian pauses, among other things. Separately, the U.N.'s human rights chief wants an investigation into what he says is Israel's indiscriminate bombing and shelling in populated areas in the Gaza Strip. The war began when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. More than 1,400 people have been killed in Israel. There's word this morning that Democratic operatives believe that Joe Manchin's decision not to run for re-election pretty much ensures that the Democrats will lose his Senate seat in deep red West Virginia. Well, here's one strike that won't happen. Donna Warder's got it.
The Las Vegas Hotel Workers Union has reached a tentative deal with Wynn Resorts, preventing a strike that was set to begin today. The new five-year contract follows deals made earlier with casino giants Caesars Entertainment and MGM Resorts. The union says the contracts will provide more than 35,000 workers at 18 properties with historic pay raises and other unprecedented wins. The tentative deals must still be approved by the rank and file. I'm Donna Warder.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet Wednesday in California. Romania wants to buy at least $1 billion worth of battle tanks and equipment from the U.S. It shares a border with Ukraine. This is AP News. Looks like a federal judge's ruling on immigration will be appealed.
The Department of Justice and civil rights groups intend to appeal a federal judge's immigration ruling. The appeal seeks to overturn the ruling of a Houston federal judge against a revised version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. The judge ruled in favor of Texas and eight other states suing to stop the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. The federal policy was first created by the Obama administration. The lower court ruling said the executive branch overstepped its authority in creating the program and that it was up to Congress to take action on the issue. The appeal process is expected to take months before a decision is rendered. I'm Norman Hall.
The number of Americans on unemployment is now 1.8 million, but the labor market remains resilient, according to experts. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.